working. Brothers front, they say the drop can't flow, but we've been known to do the impossible like Broadway Joe. So sleep if you want, like who will help you get your Z's, true. But here's the real scoop.
Welcome back. We are finally back. The scenario, brothers have been sick and all kind of stuff with the Ebola virus and outbreak monkeys, all kind of different things. But we are finally back. By popular demand, or with the two people that listen to our show.
All two of you.
We appreciate y'all for listening.
And you've been asking, so we got back together.
Man, how you been doing, man? How you been feeling? Because you got sick too, man.
Yeah, man. You know what? I got... Man, when I was looking at the news about, like, this flu, and they said that, like, 20 people had died in, like, the first two or 3 weeks
of the season.
I got worried.
Yeah, man.
So, like, here's what happened to me. And I went to Whole Foods and picked up some lunch, like, from the little buffet they got in there. But I walked in there, and I looked... And it was this chick that had a mask on, like one of them surgical masks, and she was dishing her food up right next to me. And I was like, hold up. What the hell?
What am I doing?
Like, what is happening? But I was hungry, so I went ahead and got the food anyway. But then I got...
It didn't deter you.
I got back, and I'm getting ready to... I took one bite, and I remembered that chick with the surgical mask on. And then I remember the conversation I'd had where they was like, yeah, like 20 people done died. Like, shit is crazy. I'm like... God damn, did I just kill myself trying to hit this buffet? I'm trying to eat the right way, going to Whole Foods, live a good life. And by the way, if you haven't been to Whole Foods buffet, just Whole Foods buffet is love, like, yeah, every day. Like, I'll drop the $12 that I overspend on that every time because it's only like 600 calories when I get done with it.
You're good to go.
But anyway, so Whole Foods, you trying to sponsor? Hey, I'm here for you. But so I'm sitting and getting ready to eat this, man. So like, I had this tough decision. I had a half barbecue chicken, paleo barbecue chicken, half a pulled pork plate right in front of me. And I'm like, man, that chick had that mask on. I was like, who else might have come up to this buffet, coughed or had some hands or something? And like, I'm like, can I eat this? I ate it, and then the next day I started feeling a little froggy. And I don't know if this was in my mind or if I'd eaten something else since then.
It's like a hypochondriac almost where you didn't... Got your mind?
Yeah, I'm 100% a hypochondriac. I'm 1,000% sure I'm a hypochondriac. But anyway, so like I eat this and I'm like, damn. I told you we was going to do the show. I said, hey man, things not feeling right. I hopped up to Walgreens. I went and got a flu shot at Walgreens. Then I shot over to another Walgreens and picked up some vitamin C pills and some
Airborne.
Yep, the joints I drop in my drink. I got two big old cans of soup. Like, I'm out here like doing everything I possibly can to not get sick, and I was cool the next day. And then you popped up,
and I was like, yo.
And you had actually got the Ebola.
Yeah, I was sick, and I was like that violent sneezing, where like I was at the crib for like two days, man. Like from work, man. Like that violent sneeze where you just like your soul is literally leaving you, like you're sneezing so hard where like you literally see like a part of your body come out and like, and you have to suck yourself back in and get more of your...
You're like, I might be dying.
Yeah, like you like, yo, whoever, when you had tuberculosis, this had to be the worst thing ever that you had.
Like, I figured that this is like what was going on when people were going by and putting that mark on people's door, like...
Or they dying.
Like, then they just was like bringing the wheelbarrow around, like, bring them out. Bring out your dead.
Just like the Black Plague.
Bing, bing, bing. Bring out your dead.
Man, it was just shit. It was just ridiculous, man. All right, let's jump into some emails. This one's from Simon Marcus. He says, what's going on, fellas? Listen to the show pretty much every episode you all do. Wanted to get you all's insight on a couple of things, particularly you guys when you guys talk about sports. What do you all think about this All-Star game setup with the with the way the current setup? Do you like the current setup better or this new pick your players setup? Wanted to see also what you all thought about all the different things going on within baseball, like Alex Rodriguez being a commentator on two stations. I know Matt may have some ideas and thoughts on that. I think it's kind of crazy how everyone hated him so much, but now he's like the darling of America. I also heard something crazy. I don't know if Matt had heard about this or something about he was dating a billionaire and he only wanted to watch baseball at her house, and that's the only thing he would talk about. So her mother bought a TV to just so he could watch baseball over her house. I don't know if this is just one of those crazy myths or what, but I'm sure Matt could probably get the bottom of his baseball head. Love y'all show. Peace.
Have you heard of this? I know he was dating a billionaire for a while. Like,
but have you? I never even heard of this.
I didn't know about the thing with buying the TV, but I mean, a dedicated baseball TV. I feel like I've got that for like 4 months a year. But
yeah,
I mean,
but I'm like, number one, why didn't I guess? Why don't you dedicate it? I guess he wanted to be over there. Much like, yo, I didn't need my own TV.
I just need
just to watch baseball.
I mean, think about the peace that would bring so many of us. Like,
if we had a dedicated TV
just for what we're trying to do. Like, you just like nothing
nobody
else
can go over there.
Like, nothing else comes into this TV. Like, this TV is purely for this. Like, I just want to watch Netflix. This is my Netflix TV.
Only Netflix.
Like, that's some baller shit. If you have TVs dedicated to a single station. Like, this is my WWE network.
Nothing else. If it changes off of WWE, it's
this
tainted.
Is it. This is
I
it.
Gotta
we're
give
done.
It, I gotta throw it out.
I'm leaving. It's gotta go. Now, I've got another TV in the closet that I'll put up. That's some rich shit. I've got two TVs, and I feel as blessed as I ever have in my life.
Yeah, so,
but
so what do you think about the All-Star?
Look, I'll stick with A-Rod. Let me finish the A-Rod thing off first. You know what, man? A-Rod's played it right, though. You know, like,
yeah,
he was, like, hated. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes,
like,
he was 2 years ago.
Like 2 years ago. Three years ago, he got suspended for a PED violation in the middle of the year that he had been fighting for 2 years. Like, we talk about Deflategate with Brady, how he stretched that out. A-Rod fought a PED suspension for 2 years and didn't get suspended until midway part of the year. Like,
and it was like, and the thing about it is, he was already so old and bitter anyway, so it didn't even matter.
He knew it was over. Like, he suspended it through his good years, and then he came back when he was done. But you know what, man? Hey, I say get your money, man. Like, you know what I'm saying?
He's on two stations, which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, like, he's... My thing about it is like, we're so quick to be the morality police when it comes to these ball players. Like, he didn't kill anybody. You know what I'm saying? He took some PEDs. What is he supposed to do? Like, be banished from society?
My thing is, why does baseball embrace this? Because it saved baseball.
I mean,
from the strike.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was a big, it was a huge push. Nobody could deny what Sosa and McGuire did, like, made baseball be the biggest thing in the country just 4 years after it was absolutely on the skirts. I mean, like, baseball stood up in the wake of the Jordan era, the middle of the NFL really, really blowing up.
That was the, you're talking about with the Cowboys is popping in, right?
98. No, it was.
Oh,
like,
no.
It was, like, right before the Rams and, like, the...
No, I'm talking about when the strike.
Oh, the strike was in 94, so, yeah, that's Cowboys.
Yeah, so you got to think, NFL picked up all that slack, because that's when I think you really saw the shift in, like, maybe baseball, football took over, right?
The Broncos won the Super Bowl in 97 and 98, and the Packers won in 96. So, like, it was...
98, 99, Denver.
Oh, okay. Okay,
because it was my senior year. Was the year Denver won the last one?
The Rams won in 2000. Oh, okay.
But it was. I mean, it's the,
no. It's always. I always go by the Super Bowl year.
It's 98-99.
Yeah.
It's, and then 2000 for the Rams, even though it's the 99.
Yeah, I always categorize the whole year by the
Super Bowl year.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah, the Rams were 2000 Super Bowl.
Yeah, because they went in 2002. Yep. Anyway, though, but I mean, yeah, it raised baseball back up, and A-Rod was just there in the middle of all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not going to hold it against him, but I mean, I'm never going to be in the camp of being like, once wrong, banished forever. You
my
know,
Pete
unless
Rose,
you,
Rose,
yeah, I mean, unless you out here legitimately committing crimes, like the dude, Larry Nassar in the gymnastics scandal, that's like sexually abused like 90 or 100 little girls or whatever. 100. Yeah, you deserve whatever comes your way. But to the question though, like, nah, man, I'm all for it, man. Get your money, A-Rod. Like, A-Rod's legitimately out here. Like, if he knows he's not going to get into the Hall of Fame. It's not going to happen.
You don't think so?
Nope. It's not going to happen. Because here's why. Bonds and Clemens are struggling to get over
and
the
hump. McGuire?
Well, McGuire's already off the ballot. You know what I'm saying? So,
oh,
like,
that's right, because he's so long.
Yeah, he'd have to come back through the Veterans Committee, and I don't even know that. Hell, when McGuire went into the Cardinals Hall of Fame, I was like, wow. Because people around here, St. Louis even, like,
They took his name off the highway. Remember, it was
Highway? They acted like he pillaged and plundered a village in this joint. But, I mean, A-Rod broke some competitive rules in his career. He didn't commit a crime against humanity.
That's interesting you said that. You don't think A-Rod's going to get in?
No,
wow.
I don't think so. I don't think so. I think that the guys that...
People
like
him now again, though.
Writers who covered him in his career, though.
There you go. Yeah, they hated his ass.
Yeah.
Like, it was going to be a hard thing, even if he didn't do no PEDs.
Yeah.
Even for Barry, probably.
I don't think so. I mean, it's going to be interesting. A-Rod's got another 4 years before he's on the ballot, which would be the ninth year that Bonds and Clemens are on the Hall of Fame ballot. So it'll be interesting to see where they're at. It'll also be interesting to see how David Ortiz does, because they had that you know, thing around him, you know, to see what he
Manny
does.
Manny too, right?
But yeah, Manny's only at like 20%, you know, in like his second year in. And like nobody ever has risen from lower than 17% to make it in.
Really?
Yeah. And that was when you were on for 15 years. Now people are only available for 10 years now. So you got less time to make that impact. So I don't know. It'll be interesting to see how A-Rod does. I think that just because of the frequency of what happened and kind of being an enemy of the state in New York, which doesn't help either.
The enemy of the state.
You know, yeah, he's going to have an uphill battle. But either way it goes, he's going to be straight because he made $600 million on the field and
he got J-Lo.
And if you break it all down, like, he dumped a billionaire for J-Lo. So he's
right.
A-Rod has figured life out, if anybody has. A-Rod has figured out how to live life, so he's good.
So, the All-Star game.
Oh, yeah. I like it, man. I mean, I like it. Like,
the only thing I don't like, I wanted them to actually see what number people got picked.
Well, we know KD was
I wanted
one.
To be live.
Well, that's what LeBron and Steph said, too.
I want it to be live, like a thing, like, and for just the last person can feel how bad they feel, like, just like how you did as a kid when you was the last one picked at recess for.
Well, you see, Russell Westbrook thought because his name was last on LeBron's list, because he wrote it out alphabetically, he thought he was last, and he went out and scored 46 that night because he thought the cats was. Because
he didn't think about that it was in alphabetical order. Because
he thought
be cats
was hating. And he said he called LeBron after the game.
LeBron
after
was like, hey, man, it was an alphabetical order. Oh, shit.
Westbrook was probably his first pick for his bench.
Yeah.
Like, he had to be.
Most definitely, probably.
Like he absolutely had to be. There's no way he wasn't. Like,
who do you think was the last pick?
Let's do that. It would have been on Steph Curry's team. Steph would have had the last pick. I think it was... All right, so here's the bench. Let me just do the bench. The bench is... I got the starters mixed in here. Hold up. So the starters are Giannis, Jimmy Butler, Steph, Embiid, and James Harden.
Okay.
So the bench on his team is Draymond Green, Al Horford, Damian Lillard, Kyle Lowry, Klay Thompson, and Karl Anthony Towns. I think the last pick was Kyle Lowry.
Oh, yeah.
I think Kyle Lowry is the last pick in the draft.
Yeah.
Because big dudes always going to get picked up a little earlier because you need some size.
I mean.
But there's always a bunch of guards.
Is DeMarcus Cousins out now? For like the season, somebody said.
Yeah, DeMarcus Cousins tore his ACL last night.
No, his Achilles.
Achilles, yes. Yeah. He tore his Achilles
so
last night.
So who's replacing him then?
They haven't said yet.
Okay.
Somebody from the bench will become a starter. And now they'll just bring some. Probably Chris Paul. Probably.
No, you're going to want to get big man.
But I mean, LeBron's whole team is almost 7 feet tall. Like, he don't need no more size.
Yo, Kyrie is the smallest, and he's what, 6'3", 6'4"?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Like Kyrie's 6'3", a legit 6'3", and he's the shortest cat on his team. So like, I think LeBron's good when it comes to size. So you'll probably pick up Chris Paul. That's his boy. You know what I'm saying? They'll probably be the next man up. But about how this went, I love it. I love how this went. Like, yeah, I agree, man. It needs to be on TV. There's no reason to do this and to keep the process.
And get that extra money. Get the extra money for half an hour, a little.
Yeah, like.
You can even stretch out to an hour if you
get
want
a sponsor,
to.
Get a sponsor and have them, like, do an hour-long draft on TV. Like, that'd just be a good time. Like, you know what I'm saying? But you probably would get a little pullback in them talking shit, you know, and doing, like, probably because, you know, they probably was talking trash to each other during the thing and stuff like that. But, like, get them to do this on TV and have them, like, do some trades, like, hold up. I'm gonna trade you two cats for this, and I'll just take the last two picks. Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
That would
like,
be dope.
Like, that would be fun as hell, you know.
Bradley Beal's probably the last one on LeBron's squad, I'm thinking. I'm looking at LeBron's squad. I think he was the last pick for LeBron.
I think Oladipo was last.
You think so?
Yeah, Brad Beal, a bad man. He need a shooter. You thinking about you need a shooter? You putting your team together? You taking your shooters?
Yeah, but I could see John Wall calling LeBron saying, I really don't like Bradley Beal that much. You not keep him on the squad. Because remember he called him Robin? What was it, a couple of years ago? He called him.
Yeah.
Like,
that's
disrespectful, man.
Like, yeah, especially if Beal's having a better year than Wall is.
And he called him, he's like, yeah, you know, he like my Robin.
Mm-hmm.
So that means that you don't, you know.
That means that John Wall's into disrespecting Batman, first of all. But that's neither here nor there. So, I like it, man. I'm looking forward to them. I hope they keep the format. Like, the All-Star game needed something, man. Because, like, they scored almost 400 points last year or whatever. And I was like, come on, man. Like, hopefully they go out in the court and want to play now and mix it up. Because it ain't just a bunch of the same cats playing together. Like, that push to have, like, that thing. But I think I look at it as I looked at it. Obviously, Kevin Durant was the first pick. Like, I mean, they said it. They already said it.
Oh,
like,
they did? Okay.
Durant said it, like, yesterday, I think. Durant said he was the first pick. You know, so, like, he comes out the gate and breaks the Warriors up right off top.
Right. He broke up all that family.
Yeah, so, like, I
which is smart by LeBron, though. Hell like, yeah, like, absolutely. I'm going to break up that family early.
I mean, we've never seen LeBron and Durant play together outside of the Olympics. That's right. Like, they've never been you're in the right. same conference. Yeah, they've never been on the same right, team. Right. Like, that's going to be fun as hell. So, I wonder who... Steph probably came back and took Harden next. You know what I'm saying? So? Like, yeah. Hell yeah.
Or
hell.
Did he go Dre just to get his boy?
No, Dre's not a starter. You got to pick the starters.
Oh, no. You say not the starters. I'm thinking of reserves.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Or did he get Giannis?
It could have been Giannis. It could have been Giannis. Hey. I bet you LeBron took Kyrie third, though. I bet you he took him with that very next pick. So
did he really? Or was he the last? Or was he?
He's
the
got
last
no
starter?
Beef with Kyrie though. Kyrie more or less was like,
yeah, but I could see LeBron. I could see Steph being a dick, and he was the last one. Like, oh no, I
was. Well, the last Kyrie. Starter that got picked was DeMar DeRozan. That's for sure.
Is it?
Yes. Yes. Hell yeah. I mean, look. If once Steph took Giannis, LeBron probably took Anthony Davis though. He said, "All right, I'm going to need that because." Neither one, you can't have Giannis and Anthony Davis on the same team.
Like, he's like, is it like,
that movie doesn't come out until May.
And it's called the Infinity War.
You can't have the Infinity War come out before Black Panther.
Hold on, so you're saying that LeBron is like, oh man, come on, man. No. Like, how many times they probably start over?
No, they probably didn't. There wasn't no starting over.
No, or like somebody was like, hold on, no.
Steph said a couple times, he was like, damn. Like, he took somebody, like, right in front of him.
It's like...
Like, when you know you're getting second pick, you realize you're not getting Durant. Like, Durant is...
So, as Steph, you, as your strategist, you have to be thinking my next pick off the top.
Well, here's my thing. Durant, if Durant would have been the cat that was voting, Steph would have been the first pick to LeBron. Like, it just would have been that way.
He would have you're saying regardless.
Yeah, either way, a Warrior was going to go play with LeBron. Like, that was what's going to happen. But, no, man, I like it. I think it's fun. Yeah. You know, it makes the All-Star game kind of matter. You know, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the...
I think people will want to actually watch this as groups and settings too.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, you know, it's a pickup game, man. And, like, this is like going to and seeing, like, the ultimate game at the Y. You know, so I'm with it. I like it.
I think they should have I think they should do that for the like skills competition too. Like if you didn't make the All-Star game, a 3-on-3 tournament for like $1 million, something crazy,
like a Big Three sponsored regular game.
Well, yeah. Not a big. If I'm Cube, I'm on the phone like, hey, we can go and get this Big Three thing, and get it going. But this, who do you think's gonna win this?
LeBron. Yeah. LeBron's team, even without Boogie, that's a big hit losing Boogie. But LeBron's team, like in the fourth quarter, if they really gave a fuck like they used to care, like in the 90s when the fourth quarter, like cats was playing for real.
Yeah, they got real.
LeBron could put himself, Anthony Davis, Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Russell Westbrook on the floor together. Or he could choose to stretch it with Kristaps Porzingis. And like just have like the ultimate 7-footer squad.
And another thing, I don't think they should have a coach.
Just
I think the captain should be the actual coach.
I'm cool with that.
Like you're a player coach. Don't even have a coaches even coach. Let them chill.
Yeah, I'm cool with that.
That'd be dope.
I think you should bring back an OG to be your coach.
Or
like,
OG.
Like Jordan should come out there and be your coach.
But you can't be the owner though. So you that'd be a conflict of interest.
Alright, so like Shaq. Well, Shaq's an owner too.
Yeah.
You
bring out Dominique is a part. Is he a part owner of the Hawks?
He should be if he isn't.
I think he's a minority owner.
I don't know. Either
but
way.
But you brought an OG out. Yeah. Like George Gervin.
Like Charles Oakley and Anthony Mason.
Rest in peace to Anthony Mason though.
Yeah, that's true.
If Anthony Mason goes.
That'd be tough. I'm sorry. I forgot about that. John Starks.
You know what? Whatever city you're in, they're legends. Two of their legends.
Well, LA, so.
You get Kareem.
Magic.
And
Magic's not on.
I just don't know. Nah. And Worthy.
Okay, that's fine.
That'd be kind of dope.
That's Kobe.
Kobe ain't going to do that.
I mean, I'm just saying.
No, I don't think these players, he's too close to them.
Oh, no, these cats worship Kobe.
No, that's true. You know what? That's true.
These cats worship Kobe.
No. There's half and half.
No.
There's half and half.
All of these cats on this team.
Kevin, the cats that play with him do not.
They do, though.
No,
that's the trip about it.
No.
You should have listened. Did you listen to Bill Simmons'
no, I know.
Podcast with Durant?
Yeah, no,
they worship him. It's like he's like Jordan to them, which is really hard for me to accept because I saw the genuine issue of Jordan. Yeah, but they all look at Kobe like Kobe looked at Jordan, and like how the cats coming in the league now look at LeBron.
Yeah, like
look
Kyrie, at LeBron. Kyrie literally left Cleveland because of Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe got in his ear. He went to go hang out with Kobe for like a week. Kobe was like, you should get your own team.
Kobe out there.
I should.
Kobe out there like Suge. No, like he like Kobe Big Suge.
No, Kobe out there trying to sabotage LeBron from because you already hearing people talking about he better than him. Oh, you ain't getting no more rings. I mean, I'm gonna salt this shit up real quick.
But the truth is the truth. What's next?
Alright, next email. Hold on. This next email is coming from JP. He says, hey, fellas, I don't know if you all listened to the Dan Le Batard show, but I was listening to it a few weeks ago, and they were talking about hitmen. And a guy called into the show asking and talking about hitmen. He wrote a book on hitmen, and he says that most hitmen don't actually show up for their hits in real life. And also, there was a magazine that you could actually buy hits from back in the day called Soldiers of Fortune. Just wanted to see what you all thought about that. I thought that was super funny. Love the show. Peace. Yeah, I actually have heard about this. I heard this clip. I did not know that they said that, like, I guess this guy wrote a book about hitmen or whatever. And he says that he talked to like some major mobster. He said the biggest problem with being organized crime is having good hitmen. He said that motherfuckers won't show up for jobs and shit. And I'm like, it makes sense. Think about, like, regular life. Like, it's hard to find a good employee. So, like, if you have a contract or anything, when people find good contractors, they hold on to them because people won't show up for jobs. So they think about that you'll pay somebody $5,000 for something, and they'll show up to kill the person, or they show up late. You know, all kind of different shit.
I mean, what you going to do if they don't? Like, you going to go kill the hitman?
That's because I was talking to my wife about it. She was like, well, wouldn't you be scared? If I was like, no, think about it. So I'm going to go pay another hitman to go kill my original hitman.
Now you out $10,000.
Now you out $10,000. And then that other man may not even do it for me, too. So it's like I'm assed out.
Or he might not kill your hitman, kill the first hitman that you put the hit out on. He kills him. And now you got another cat looking for you.
Yeah.
This is a complicated situation.
Exactly. See what he said? Like, it was hard to find them. Because the whole clip is, this comes from, I guess, some guy had his wife killed like 9 years ago and got away with it or whatever, but he just got caught in Jersey. He was a doctor or something. And this guy, like I said, the guy calls into the show, Dan Le Batard show, and talks about it. But even crazier is, I remember this magazine. It was called, like Soldiers of Fortune. I don't know if that was the exact one, maybe. But in the back, it was classified ads.
Oh my
God. You could actually buy whatever you wanted to. You gotta think this in the 80s. It's in the 80s.
You know, the 80s was kind of an open market for crazy.
And think about it, though. You could get away with it then easier. Like, don't do no crime now, period, man. It's not worth anything because everything is trackable. It's fucking cameras everywhere.
Yes.
Just don't do crime no more, man. You can't do nothing wrong no more, period.
Just take it easy.
Just take it easy, man.
Take it easy.
Just go get you one girl. Go ahead and don't get on no drugs. Like, literally all the stuff we learned when we were, like in sixth grade during D.A.R.E. class.
Yeah.
All that stuff is applicable now in real life. Like, do it.
Yeah. But
think about how crazy and wild the 80s was. You couldn't get caught because everything was in cash. People would keep cash on them. So, like, if I paid somebody
That's back when cats was running them credit card machines with that paper on it. And,
think about how many people were using fake credit cards then, though, and just having a little microfilm go over the top of it. That's when cats used to try to call, like, if you just pay up for too much, we got to call in and make sure this is working all right.
Like, what's this cat look like?
It's 972-459-3356. Oh, it's good? Okay, all right. Like, think about how much fraud and all kind of crazy things, and you look at movies like Catch Me If You Can, where, how this motherfucker was. And then if you read his book, have you ever read the book, Fred Amigo's book? Dude, it's even crazier because the dude got caught at 20.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. He did all that shit from 14 to 20 years old.
Yeah.
In the movie, it makes it look like he was started out like in high school and became a grown-ass man.
Yeah.
No, he was 14.
Like he was
like as a fucking jetline pilot, acting like he was a pilot at 15.
Like he was running straight up schemes on
schemes, man, at 15. That's why he works for the feds now.
Mm-hmm.
He's like they top dude. Like
you're like, what do we need to figure out? He's like the dude on Blacklist.
Yeah, yep. Yep. So let's go and get into some topics, man. 2018, man. We starting out. 2017 was a hell of a year.
Yeah, let's pop back to 2017. Yeah. Like 2017 was crazy.
Is it the year of Weinstein? I was gotta be.
It's gotta be the year of Trump, man. Trump was the biggest story. Well, I mean,
Yeah, you know, because he is pop culture too. I was thinking more pop culture wise.
He is the definition of pop culture. Yeah, but Weinstein came in strong at the end. But
and you know who's
2017 like was indisputably Trump's year though.
Look, and you know who was happy to 2017 with the way it did? Bill Cosby. He was like, "Yo, I'm glad y'all getting these white boys too." That was an autumn hotel catch. Like, man, Bill Cosby getting played. Like, nah, they cover everybody. Kevin Spacey, they got everybody. It was like they just got the Carter. Like, they literally just went in this clean sweep. It was like 1 week, they just clean sweeped everybody. Like, we would have shut everything down. Yes. Like, it literally was 1 week.
Yes, it was. I mean, I've never seen the AK spray society like it did. Like, I was like, I mean, if 2017 taught me anything, it was that everything is in play. Like, everything. There's, like, absolutely nothing is sacred.
You start thinking back as a man, like, yo, I grabbed this girl ass at a party in college. Did she really want me to? Like, you start thinking about everything.
Like, it's going to pop back up and get you. Like, you look and be like, man, I'm doing good. Doing good.
We doing a live podcast in New York or something, and somebody roll up like, remember 2002? Oh, no.
You out here screaming. No, I didn't do anything. I didn't do it.
Then you had to directly address it. I knew this was going to happen, and I actually have a pre-recorded statement already happening. Press play.
I was just glad that all my boys made it out of 2017.
Because I had some people I know that was like...
I had some people that was living a wild life.
Yeah, I know.
And it's kind of like, dog, you know this could come back around on you. This could pop back up down the road. And look, so far, it's not over yet.
No. The Me Too is just starting.
It is just getting off the ground. Like, there's whole areas of, like, society that haven't even gotten touched by that yet. Like, they even have Vince McMahon in the news yesterday saying that he was fondling people at a tanning salon. I'm like, dog.
They got Stan Lee.
Yeah. Yeah.
And 94, jeez.
Yeah. Like, I think that, like, terrible is terrible, but it's kind of like some of these cats was doing stuff in a different environment, like where now we bringing up old stuff. But I mean, then again, you can't say you bringing up old stuff.
You can't put no,
it was never right. Yeah. We're just retroactively going back and getting cats together.
Yeah, I mean, we gotta.
I mean, if they went all the way back and got Thomas Jefferson a couple years ago, so they can definitely.
Oh, they getting everybody. That should have been the bell whistle for cats.
Mm-hmm.
When they got Thomas Jefferson.
Yeah, when they went back in time, had archaeologists getting cats on charges.
And brought out the whole Sally Fields family.
Yeah, like, Sally Hemings.
Had Sally Hemings' family. Brought out the whole family on Oprah. Remember that?
Yeah, I remember that.
And then the Jefferson family, had to put them a part of the estate, right? Or like, mm-hmm. So like... Like, I guess their family members...
They got part of Monticello.
Yeah, like, they basically got their family members can be buried there now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, yo, they retroactively went back and did the closest thing to reparations on your ass.
Yeah, they made
like
you...
They
made you recognize your transgressions out here.
Yo, like, right in your face, too. Like, and it was crazy. Remember, because the white family, we heard about this, but we're not really sure.
Mm-hmm.
And them motherfuckers came up 99.9%.
They was like, nah, brother. Put that picture of Thomas Jefferson next to this young child.
And the crazy part is, if you go into the history of Thomas Jefferson, there's a white section of them that are part black. Because one of the Sally Hemings offspring married into a white family and just had white kids.
Mm-hmm.
So one of them was found out they was part black too, though. Like, oh, y'all didn't know, huh?
Uh-huh. Should have got that minority scholarship.
That one drop rule is full of some effect, baby.
Hey, I'm telling you, it ain't all bad. It ain't as bad as it may seem.
But Trump, man. We also had Omarosa getting fired at the end of the year.
Yeah.
Trump, I mean, that's...
Who's your person of the year from last year?
Omarosa's my person of the year. Yo, that's our second most downloaded episode. That episode. Hey, yo, shout out to everybody listening, because every episode ends up becoming like the most downloaded episode. So I don't know if we're getting more ridiculous or like more people liking us. Or I don't know, like, Because I try to make the titles pretty crazy, but you're like, oh, I got to click this.
It's a thin line, to say the least. I don't know where it's going. I did a couple of shows last year. I had to remove myself from that. That's not me. That's not me. I didn't say that. I didn't say that at all. Like, don't put that on me.
But it's the top five episode is the top women is still growing. Oh no, that's 3 months ago. And it's staying.
Wow, how far along did that one get compared to the dynamics of the crew?
The crew one, I may have to rebust that one back up because I think we got a lot of listeners that maybe didn't go back and download that far.
Oh, okay.
So I may need to rebust that one.
I have people that I know that come to me and present things to me based on the theory of that show. Was that 2017 or 16? It was like early.
End of 16.
Oh, wow. Okay.
End of 16.
Okay.
Cool. End of 16.
Cool.
Yeah, I might have to bring that back as a classic.
Yeah, because
I need to listen to it again, honestly.
So we got that. I'm trying to think who else for last year.
Colin Kaepernick's my person of the year from last
year. He's the man of the year. He's the man.
Colin Kaepernick's my person of the year last year just simply because, I mean, that brother shook the world up. Like, no matter what side of it is, you are on with that.
Is this the closest political move in our time? Like, through
the sports realm? Yeah, I think it has to be. Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to go jump out the window because I know I don't want to be a prisoner of the moment in saying this.
No,
this
man.
Since the Tommy, what was it? Tommy, what's his last name? The brothers that put their fist up during the Olympics in '68.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, that's a big moment. I mean, Ali got suspended after that and kind of, you know.
But I mean, the reason I won't put Ali in this scenario is because it wasn't actively in an event. Ali's wasn't like he went on the mic and said like after a boxing match and was like, I ain't going to the war. That's what I mean.
Yeah, he did. That's why it happened.
No. He didn't do it in the ring.
But I mean, he did it then in an interview.
I'm talking about like, and I'm in the ring with Howard Cosell and everybody there and like say that.
Yeah.
That's what I mean. I mean, in a moment, like in the actual moment, like during a sporting event where it became iconic, if that's what I mean.
Yeah, I follow it.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I said this Kaepernick thing. Like, kneeling down is like, this is going to be forever. Like, he is in the wall for Black history. Like,
he transcended. He transcended just, I mean.
He's in the book. He's on the calendar when you do the Black History Month in the 28 days and, like, little kids. February 10th is going to be Kaepernick Day.
Cap did what people always.
Because he can replace Cosby, because they're not going to do that no more. Cosby no more. He's Cap, not going to be
bigger. Cap going to have a sitcom this year. But Cap did what you've always asked our athletes to do, which was step up
and put your money
and
where your
use
mouth
your
is.
Platform and put your money where your mouth is. I mean, he's just now, I think he's on his last leg of finishing his $1 million donation round.
Just dropped $100,000.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So, like, now he's got other, like, Kevin Durant donated with him on this last one.
LeBron did too.
Yeah, you know,
Steph did too.
Yeah, I mean, there's just like all sorts of people that are stepping up to, you know, that are doing all sorts of things. So, you know, I mean, that for 17 was a year that started off rough. I mean, because people was like, what's going to happen? How's this going to play out?
It just started out with an inauguration.
Yeah, with the inauguration and all that. And it's like you sitting there, it was like at the end of Empire Strikes Back, you know, and you're like, God damn, they lost that movie.
I didn't know you could lose a movie.
Luke lost a hand, Han Solo and Carbonite. Like, everything is fucked up right now. But, I mean, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
Lando
think...
Lando didn't betrayed all the white people.
Yeah, I think, you know, kidding. Lando was like Django in that joint. But like, you know, so it was a year. I think 2017 took more perseverance for Black people to, like, endure. Because I think there was, like, waves of what happened. Like, there was the shock and, like, awe early on of, like, what happened. Then there was, like, the anger that followed, shock and awe. And I think closer to the end of the year, people started realizing that it's not as bad as it seems. Yeah. And you can live your life out here. You just gotta never forget. I think it's kind of like a never forget type of thing. Yeah. To me, at least. You know, it seems like... And you still got people. I think people are more easily angered right now than any other time I can remember in my life. You know, people are just quick trigger, quick fuse. But I also think that, you know, people are figuring out that, hey, we can make it. You know, we will make it. Because, I mean, we're a survivor's culture. You know what I'm saying? But, like, you're going to just have to go into business for yourself to do it a little bit. And we need to go into business for ourselves. It's just not about
being talk about for going you. Business for ourselves on a future episode.
Yeah.
Because I definitely want to talk about something that we won't mention here. We have something else coming up soon. Like, literally soon. Y'all don't understand. Like, literally soon. but I'm trying to think. Who is your sucker of the year?
Mm. No, I mean, no, you're going to cover Omarosa.
I mean...
Scottie Pippen?
Yeah.
I don't see how it could be anybody else but Scottie Pippen.
Why not? I mean, especially, we have to, yeah, as much as we talk about
I mean,
about
we did the Sucker Hall of Fame.
Yeah, and he...
2017
he
also.
Had three episodes named after
yes,
him.
Scottie Pippen, Scottie Pippen, he's yes. Scottie,
yeah.
Yeah, but 2017, for what it took from us, it also gave OJ back.
OJ's back. And he's been keeping it real.
The Knight's King.
He's been low-key, too.
Yeah, OJ.
He's been keeping it low. Because I didn't know OJ's going to keep it low.
Mm-hmm.
OJ can be like, yo, I'm gonna stay low.
OJ shit. Chilling. 2017 was the hate me now year for Kevin Durant.
Yeah,
Kevin Durant.
He became a heel.
Kevin Durant became a heel. It was like when Shawn Michaels went heel in like '96. Mm-hmm. Hulk Hogan came out and dropped the leg on Macho Man or on Sting or whoever. NWO. Yeah, when NWO got formed, like Kevin Durant came out and formed the NWO with Draymond and Steph. Like, yeah, so it was like all sorts of stuff that was going down. Last year.
Yeah, that was...
Dave Chappelle came back. Hardcore. Like, Dave Chappelle really, really came back.
Yeah, oh, he came back hard.
You know what I mean? So
two specials in 1 year?
Yeah, three.
Four, technically.
Yeah, I guess that is, yeah.
Four stand-ups in 1 year?
Dave Chappelle came back and said, all right, that's enough. I'm back. Don't worry about it.
I'm trying to think of anything else this year. This is so much this year. Shit.
2018 started off with a bang. With some sex dolls. We in the year of the flu and sex dolls.
How is this possible, man? Like, when you send me that text, man, I was sitting there saying, like, nah, man, he bullshitting, man. I threw my phone down.
That's why I threw the link in there.
Yeah, I threw my phone down. Like, nah, man, I'm not doing this with you today, man. I'm not doing this with you today. I'm sick as shit. So I got up, and I was, like, looking, and then I looked at the article. Then I started Googling. I was like, oh, these motherfuckers are for real.
But they're not.
Yeah, right. They're serious, but they're not.
Like, cats got sex dolls with big old asses laid up on their bed, face down. That bothers me.
That makes me think you're a susceptible to rape.
Like, the scenarios that were coming out of things that people were proposing. Like, one of my homeboys said, yo, what if you come back to the crib and your homeboy going to town on your sex doll? Like, is your sex doll cheating on you?
Is it criminal?
Is your homeboy going behind your back?
Is it criminal? Like, can I get the
can a sex doll rape you? Is really what you're asking me right
no,
now?
No, I'm saying, can I get my boy up on charge for having sex in my sex bot?
Hmm. I think it should be discussed. I think it should be on the table.
It's gotta be, right? I mean, it's like stealing my stuff.
This is where we're at. This is where 2018 is getting started.
Or do you be like, it ain't no fun if the homies can't have none? Do y'all share a sex bot?
Oh, no,
then,
man.
Like, do y'all go half on a sex bot?
No, man, come on. You can't. Like, actual vagina, like, self-cleans and stuff like that.
Maybe this does.
Oh, God. I don't know.
Maybe
I'm not,
a self-cleaning
system. I'm not ready.
Or what if you like, hey, man, go ahead. You can have my sex bot. This makes you clean it out.
I tell you what, the MIMS.
Clean out the trough.
Oh, it's like a candy dish in that joint. Like. Them little candies stuck together.
And then
like
your boy bring out your sex bot and he's like, man, you nutted up in here, man.
Them butterscotches.
No, and then you put your dick in and then you feel a little jizziness.
No, no. No, you are suspended, sir. You are suspended for at least a week's time now. Oh, no. That's...
Like, yo.
But if this is where the year is starting, like... Last year started with a little bit of despair. This year is starting with pure mayhem.
Oh, yeah. I
mean, like the Jacksonville Jaguars, Minnesota Vikings, and Philadelphia Eagles were in the conference championships with Nick Foles, Case Keenum, and Blake Bortles, along with Tom Brady. So these were that was the four-piece that started off the year.
I mean, it was basically like how old singing groups, R&B singing groups were, where they just had this one lead singer. That's how those four quarterbacks were.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was H-Town.
Yeah.
They were H-Town. Like, but you know, because nobody else knows, everybody's the only, they only know Dino, the dude that died.
Tom Brady probably walked into the room to look at the mother cats, like when Ralph Tresvant walked in and saw Johnny Gill there. Like, what the hell?
What's going on? When did he show up?
This ain't New Edition unless Bobby walk in.
Yo, it's crazy because they, do you think it would have been the beginning of the end of the world if Jacksonville versus Minnesota would happen? Like, would that have been like a, one, you know, when they say in the Bible, like one of the seven seals or whatever? Like,
that certainly would have done it for me. It would
have been that one of the first seven seals? Like, oh, shit.
It would have been the end of the world for me.
We're in the rapture.
Like, I got to skip the Super Bowl.
I wonder if people that are older than us felt like that when the Rams played the Titans in the Super Bowl in 2000, you know?
Was that, well, I felt like that when the Giants played the Ravens, and it was Kerry Collins versus Trent Dilfer.
Yeah, but I think
there was also a Super Bowl where Rich Gannon quarterbacked against Brad Johnson, and Rich Gannon was MVP.
No, Brad Johnson was MVP.
No, Rich Gannon was MVP of the season. Dexter Jackson was MVP of the game because he had picks.
Yep.
Brad Johnson and Rich Gannon were the quarterbacks, and Rich Gannon was league MVP. That's a reach.
Yeah.
That's a reach.
People
will look back in time and say Colin Kaepernick quarterbacked the Super Bowl against Joe Flacco and look at it the exact same way.
You know what? They probably no. What's crazy is people will remember Kaepernick over Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be like, "Hey, yo, the civil rights leader actually went to the Super Bowl." No, that's what's going. No, that's like 20 years from now, kids gonna be like, "Yo, you know that guy Colin Kaepernick? He was in a Super Bowl too."
That ain't the same one. That ain't the same one.
That ain't the same one. He got like a cousin.
It was another one.
Look it up.
No, Colin Kaepernick's a football player.
Oh, shit, he is.
Yeah, but luckily enough, Tom Brady saved us from the battle of the ex-Rams quarterbacks in the Super Bowl.
Yo.
You would have had three Rams Super Bowl. You had an NFC Championship game with three Rams quarterbacks in it with Sam Bradford, Case Keenum, and Nick Foles.
At the same time. Yo, the NFL was just like, I mean, the NFL's not happy with the Super Bowl, I don't think.
Yeah, probably. Yeah,
that's what ratings wise, because they won it in New Orleans. They won it in New Orleans.
Well, yeah, they always want to get the bigger market team in there. But, I mean, they got Brady in.
Well, no, Philly's a bigger market than New Orleans.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, I guess
just when you talk about quarterbacks, I was saying this, your marquee names.
I guess when I talk about markets, I think about market share because you're getting a different part of the country to tune in.
I was going off numbered market.
Well, like, no, having Drew Brees and Tom Brady is the best possible outcome.
Now, is what you guys out for the season, right?
Edelman?
No. I'm talking about Philly's quarterback that got hurt.
Oh, yeah, Carson Wentz. Yeah, he's
out. I was saying, would you roll out Carson Wentz if you had to? Because you don't believe in Nick Foles.
If you rolled him out, you literally would have to roll him out because he can't walk.
Literally. Because I was like, is there a scenario where they would just roll him out in a wheelchair? Like, we don't trust you, Nick Foles.
That would be like Mutant League football. Like, you would just have him out there on
a bionic leg.
On some crutches. Like, he'd be on some crutches.
Because you don't believe in Nick Foles that much.
Hey, Nick Foles threw 358 in that championship game.
I think it was against Minnesota.
Even
though Minnesota got a great deal.
I think the Super Bowl is going to get nasty.
You think so?
I think it's going to get nasty.
Right, why you said that?
I think that the Patriots have been playing possum. I think
it's going to be a blowout?
I think it's about to get nasty. I'm betting the over. I'm betting the over on the spread and the points.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. Even though the Patriots have not...
They've never blown out anybody, though.
Well, they haven't been serving anybody. They blew out the Falcons in the second half.
Yeah. but I was in final score.
But this year, they haven't really been destroying people. But, I mean...
You can see them just...
I just feel like that sleeping giant. Like, if Gronk can walk next week... They're going to do this. I don't know. We're going to have another show before the Super Bowl happens. Yeah. But 2018, start of 2018 has been crazy. But I want to know what you're looking forward to in 2018. So I got a little list of a few things here. And then we can go back and forth.
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm going to let you go first, though. I'm going to let you go first. Mine might be a little bit different.
All right. I'm going to go with, I want to see OJ commentate Monday Night Football game where he's actually there. And, like, somebody interviews him.
Well, it's got to only be in one state, because there's only one state that he can go to where they're going to play football.
But he's got three teams he can go to.
You want OJ to take over for John Gruden in Florida games?
That'd be great. Just for Jacksonville?
I'd rather OJ host the BET Awards.
No, it can't be the BET Awards. It's got to be the BET Hip Hop Awards.
What would OJ... I want OJ to be in a BET cypher. Like him come back and be rapping
somebody
about
writes his lyrics for
like
him,
I'm like, back on the streets,
and get Drake to write it for him, even though Drake had somebody write for him, but he had write for OJ, and it'd be like on some Drake shit though.
That'd be great.
Or what if he just recites Tupac's lyrics? Because Tupac used to date his daughter.
Oh.
Or is it too close to home?
For I don't know. That's, Tupac used to be up in my dark. I'm just trying to picture Tupac lyric coming out of O.J. Simpson's mouth. Like,
that. Oh, sitting on my enemies.
Oh, no. I used to run for big yards. Now I'm back on the streets in a big way. Like, uh-oh, hold up, O.J. Slow down. Slow down, OJ.
I'm going to go to another one real quick. I want to see how far this stuff is going to go with the NCAA with this Vassar situation, too. I'm interested in this now.
Well,
because they tell me they're trying to hit Michigan State now.
Huh? Oh, it's going to be a rough year for the NCAA. Because Michigan State, Michigan State's about to get shut down. But Mark Emmert, the president of the NCAA, yesterday said he knew of 37 different charges at Michigan State got reported to him in 2010. And he didn't.
Well, he got to go to them.
And he didn't bring up anything.
Well, he got to go to them, don't he? If they're going to start. Stop. Do you think they're really going to fire Tom Izzo?
No, I don't think Tom Izzo. No.
They trying to. Him and Dan. They try. People are talking about him and D'Antonio need to be fired.
Well, hey, if you're going to clean out a house.
Look here. Listen. For all Tom Izzo, I love the Iowa State coach Steve Prohm, but if they fire him, I will definitely start a Fire Steve Prohm website and gladly start donating more if y'all go with Tom Izzo as the coach of Iowa State. I will gladly, and I like Steve Prohm, and I will gladly.
I'm happy with Konzo, man. Konzo can stay.
If Tom Izzo's on the market,
I want Konzo.
And I like Konzo too, though.
I like having the brother in the role out there doing his thing.
But if I'm gonna have a white guy, I'd have Tom Izzo.
Tom Izzo looks like he'll have a Hennessy with you. He might be on the list of white dudes that I have a Hennessy.
He comes in it. He's easy to recruit you.
He's lived in Flint and Detroit.
Yo, he recruited kids out of Flint, and he had to go in their living rooms, mm-hmm. and they said he would come and kick it.
He was in there looking like Rosenbaum. Yo. Rosenbaum in that New Edition movie.
Yeah, he was. He's just hanging out in the middle of the Roxbury Project.
Yeah, yeah.
They said that what you call get down like that too, though, Saban.
Oh, I believe it.
They got a video of Saban doing the wobble. Some kids like barbecue, like graduation barbecue or some shit. Like
that's why he gets the job done every year too.
Somebody, I forgot who was. Shout out to my older brother Justin. He said that because he coaches football and he's been recruited. He's like he believes that Nick Saban could do that from his living room. That he can recruit, like he can literally change football by literally not like being a GM, like to actually not go actually coach.
Mm.
He said he believes that he's that good of a recruiter.
Nick Saban's a motherfucker.
And that he's that good of a coach that he could literally do it as a GM. Like,
he opened
literally.
Up the year with another title.
Yeah. There you go. Another year. Another title.
Another year, another title.
And then that was a heartbreak for them Georgia fans too. Ooh, Georgia took an L. And
but see, all right, home. So my problem.
They took an L. Atlanta took his L's this year.
Yeah, Atlanta, they lost in the same week. The Falcons lost on Sunday and then they lost the next day.
And then they lost the same year. They lost the Super Bowl the year previously. You got to think Super Bowl within 1 year.
Yep. Falcons suck. I mean, the Hawks suck. Falcons don't suck. The Hawks suck. It's a rough time in Atlanta. I'm looking forward to. Let's just get this out the way. Black Panther comes out.
It comes out on my birthday.
It comes out imminently. Mm-hmm. Imminently. Black Panther is coming out. And you can't get in that joint. For like the first week. If you don't have tickets already, you're not getting in there.
I'm getting in.
I thought you had tickets already.
No.
You're going to be sitting in the front row.
No, I'm not.
Okay.
I'm just going to walk in.
Okay. All right. But
I'm going to make sure I'm with so many group of Negroes that like the white people that did buy the tickets. That they'll.
You're going to be like Malcolm X when he did that walk. When he did that march, he just put that hand in there. You're going to have on that peacoat and that leather glove.
Now, I was thinking of something like that. I was thinking of dressing as a 1994, 93, throwback black guy. Like, someone with, like, the full, like, African-American medallions, the black college jersey on, and a kufi.
Mm.
Or, was the kente cloth hat. And the loud color one, too. Not the toned down.
The orange. Like, dude from Don't Be a Menace?
Exactly.
No, from CB4.
CB4, yes. Yeah. Exactly. That's what you gave it to me, man. I'm going as Blackity Black. What was his name? Dead Mike. I'm going as Dead Mike in his second career, not the original career. His second career when he was doing Black and Black. I'm Black, y'all.
And I'm Black, y'all.
My name is Dead Mike. So Black Panther, man. Dude.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's. I mean, that's the biggest early year.
My question is, do you think he can make it hit a billion?
Yeah, I think so. I think so. This thing is going to be, I mean, it's going to be an influx of people hitting
this. You got
this
random thing. People, and you got Kendrick on the soundtrack. Like, you're going to have random, my wife wants to see this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and she don't give no fuck about no Marvel movies. Like, if I'm like, yo, I'm going to go see, you know, Ant-Man, she's like, oh, good, have fun.
Right, like, right, have a good time.
I was like, yo, I'm going to see Black Panther. She was like, so we going? I'm like, damn, you got to go too?
She like, all right, so when we going?
Yeah, she like, yo, are we going? I'm like, oh.
So that why don't you want her to go? Cause she going to be asking questions?
That's you goddamn right, man. Uh-huh. That's the problem, man. I got to go. You know what? I'm going to go at midnight without her knowing. Like the night, but the opening night, and then like, nah, I still ain't seen it.
That's
and
a risky game you playing, brother.
Going midnight?
No, going without her. You just want to go by yourself one time?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's going to be an early birthday present to myself.
I did that for myself with Star Wars.
Did I see Star Wars myself? No, I took my mother-in-law to see Star Wars.
Mm-hmm.
Well, no, my father-in-law told me that he didn't want to go see no Star Wars movie. Would I take his wife?
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey, he texts me like, hey, you going to see that Star Wars night, ain't you?
Mm-hmm.
He's like, yeah, can Karen go with you too?
Because
mm-hmm, she want me to go, but I don't want to go see no Star Wars.
Oh, man.
So she ended up going with me. So shout out to my mother-in-law, Karen. So she went with it. I'll see movies by myself. Is that when you know you old?
I love seeing movies by myself.
But I'm saying, is that when you know you're... Because some people say they can't go see movies by themselves.
Yeah, and that's a weird comfort zone thing to me where I think people have just been feel like they're like a loser if they go see a movie by themselves. I love to watch TV by myself.
Exactly.
You know, so I mean, going to the theater and doing it, I got the movie pass card. I could go to the movies every day of the year.
Oh, you bought the movie pass,
dude. Yeah, I could go to the movies every day
like,
of the year.
$40 or something, or $20?
$10 a month.
Damn, it's $10 a month?
Yeah. Get on that.
And it's unlimited, right?
One ticket a day. To like.
But you have to go up there physically and get it, right?
Yeah, you just go up there and pick it up.
So I'm saying you can't like.
You can't like do it like Fandango or nothing like that. Like you can't, like you got to go check in. But I'll just go early, check in, and then go back later. Like I'll just get my ticket for the day as soon as it roll over.
So like for Black Panther, could you do that with that? Or is that
it's going to be hard to do it for Black Panther because so many seats are going to be are gone already. I will be able to do it for Black Panther. I'm not going to go see it the first weekend, though. I'm not going to go the first weekend because it's just going to be craziness. And again, I just want to go. I want to go watch it and be able to just kind of enjoy it and not be like shoulder to shoulder in the joint. Like, I'm cool. I want to just go and chill out and watch it. And honestly, I know we're going to have a good time. My people, don't nigga up Black Panther. We need to put on...
I am worried about.
Go to this movie and respect it for what it is. This is like the ultimate rarity. Like, I hate to put it that way. I hate to say nigga it up. Yeah. But I'm saying, like, just don't go up to this joint.
Don't do it like we did New Jack City back in the day when people go to see New Jack City and Menace and stuff like that where you got 40s, people smoking blunts.
Yeah, don't light up a damn blunt in Black Panther. Like, this is showcasing, like, black people at its most
excellence.
Top level excellence. You know, this is a king of the
Dash
most...
But movie coming this out, is, do that
yeah, do not treat Black Panther like Paid in Full Part 6.
No, Dame Dash got a new movie coming out with Cameron starring called Raise It Up.
All right, that's good enough.
Let's come in theaters. Do it there. You can do your
do that there. That's what that's for. I think that's what that's for. Black Panther is going. First of all, don't be shocked when there's just as many white people in there as there are you because this movie. And also, don't get mad when you see little white kids being Black Panther for Halloween that's going to be the play.
And they got the Shuri. You know they got the Shuri costume now too.
Yeah. Yeah.
So and don't be mad when little white girls are being Shuri.
Yeah, like that's what you want though. Yeah. You want that. Like for years we're dressing up as Spider-Man and Captain America and all these people. Well, now they want to embrace a character that was designed initially just for the aimed at our culture and to reflect the things that have been going on in our society forever. Like this is dope. This is going to be a shared experience. This is a great opportunity to like advance.
Don't be bringing us. Popeyes up in there. Either.
Don't bring Popeyes to Black Panther. When does this movie come out? Come out 2 weeks.
February 16th. Two weeks. On my birthday.
That week we're going to do a special shorter show about Black Panther etiquette.
What not to do in the Black Panther movie?
Yes. Yes. You treat Black Panther like you're going to your girlfriend's family picnic for the first time.
No, treat like you're going to your church or your grandma.
Yes. Well, no, because then you can't get loud and turn up. You can get loud and turn up at your girlfriend's picnic.
No, I don't want some of these people turning up.
Okay, that's
because when they get to turning up, motherfuckers be running up and down the aisle like, that's my nigga.
No, that, no.
You know, if you let them turn up a little bit.
No.
And then everybody ain't got ticket right next to each other because Tyrone down in the fourth row, mm-mm, I couldn't get next to him.
Mm-mm.
Nigga, you see this nigga?
Mm-mm.
You know, I'm up with you. Yeah, I saw that motherfucker tripping.
Mm-mm.
Kill that white boy. You know,
no.
They gonna say that about Claw. You know they're going to be like, this white boy got to go, y'all. This white boy got to go.
No. Just take it easy, y'all.
Yeah.
Enjoy this. But I'm looking, that's easily the biggest thing on the calendar early in the year for me. Like, that's entertainment.
I'm actually looking forward to this more than Infinity War.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, no, I'm not looking to. It's so different.
It's
like,
different, but
like,
I think we've been waiting for this. As
like,
a culture,
I've been waiting on Infinity War since, like, 2000 and, like,
yeah,
2.
Yeah, but I think it's a culture.
But, like,
we've
this
been
character.
For something like this.
This character has been so dope. Like, this is, like, just the next level. Like, so I'm hoping that. And also, don't be. I'll wait. I'll channel some of that for the Black Panther special release edition. Because that's going to be the first episode of Lando Cal
What? We'll do a crossover on that one.
All right.
We'll do a crossover on that.
We'll do that.
And we'll invite you on Lando Cal and then actually have that as a snippet on both Lando Cal and on there. What
Let's
you
do
need
that.
Not to do.
Let's do
even,
that.
We'll break it down to a 15-minute segment. Like, what don't do to do at the Black Panther premiere.
Yeah, let's do that. That'll be a good time.
Yeah, so anything else you looking forward for this year?
Oh, yeah, man. I got a whole list of stuff here. You got any?
I'm looking forward
keep
to...
Keep going. Let's go back and forth.
I'm looking forward to... I'm looking forward to a lot of movies, man. Infinity War is one of them.
Oh, well, we can just both talk. Infinity War is on my list, too. So let's talk about Infinity War. We're right here with it. Let's just talk about it.
I mean...
That's probably since the trailer that got me the hypest...
Let me go back to Black Panther for a second. Because
okay.
of Infinity War.
Okay.
White people are going to be there because this is the last movie before Infinity War of black people.
Mm-hmm.
So there will be a lot of white people there because they want to keep their continuity.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the last movie before Infinity War. So it's going to probably be a lot of tie-ins to Infinity War in this movie.
The last Infinity Stone got to show up here.
And also, for white people, please don't go after 9 o'clock to see any filmings, though. I can't do anything for you after 9 o'clock.
That's fair.
We can't save you after 9 o'clock.
That's fair.
At least for the first week. Don't go after 9 o'clock because you know they gonna be up.
I'm going on Monday night.
That's fine.
I'm going on Monday night.
Nobody's gonna be there.
Well, because here's the thing to remember is that Black Panther is also coming out on the Friday of Valentine's Day too.
Yes.
So people are gonna be out.
And President's Day weekend.
Yeah, so it's gonna be like I'm going on Monday.
White people, I know when you can go. White people during the NBA All-Star game because that's season two. On that Sunday.
That's when I'm going, actually. I'm going during the NBA All-Star game.
That's when you can
Thank you. Thank you very much. That's when I'm going.
That's when you can go. NBA All-Star game is on from 4 to about 9. That's your
the
time
next, The next 3 weekends are going to be pretty lit. Royal Rumble is on Sunday. Royal Rumble, by the time this airs, it would have been yesterday. The Royal Rumble comes on.
Yeah.
Then the Super Bowl is the next week. Then Mardi Gras next week. Then the NBA All-Star game and Black Panther the next weekend. February is popping.
Yeah.
Popping.
Yeah.
I appreciate how they drop in Black Panther at the heart of Black History Month, too.
Oh, that was all part of the marketing.
Yeah.
Because at first I was mad, because remember, at first it was supposed to come out July, when Spider-Man was supposed to come out.
Yeah.
And then they were like, February, I was like, huh.
It was supposed to come out before Thor.
Yeah, it was supposed to come out, and Spider-Man's spot was taken by Black Panther.
And then they didn't have Spider-Man yet.
Right, but when Spider-Man came, it took Black Panther's spot.
Yeah.
And at first I was like, dang, man, they're going to push back. But then I was like, it's even more better.
Yes.
Black History Month? Black Panther.
See, because my thing is, I want to have a whole day with this movie. I'm going to give away too much to do. I'll come on, Lando.
Because we got
to
do that.
I got a thing. I got a plan, though, that I'm going to share about how Black Panther Day is going to go for me. It might be the blackest day I've had in some time that didn't involve me getting locked up for something
Look,
that I shouldn't have.
I'm going to take it to this level. I may do only black things that whole day. I may wear only black clothing. I'm only going to go only shopping at black places.
It's going to be the blackest movie-going experience I had since Straight Outta Compton. When I woke up that morning and poured a gin and juice at 8:30 in the morning, I bought a fresh Dodgers hat. Did not touch the brim.
You didn't fold it at all. You let it be just straight across.
And I enjoyed a gin and juice with my female associate at 8:30 that morning. 8:30 a.m.
I
popped the top on that pint of Seagram's at 8:30 a.m. that morning. But I'm probably going to drink a 40 in the parking lot. And I might have that box of Popeyes in the parking lot with the 40 as I'm playing Kendrick.
Dude, Dude, that's loud. Crazy.
Because my speakers in my little Chevy can get surprisingly loud. They're modern as hell.
Dude, I mean, I'm looking forward to Deadpool too, man.
That's November?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be fun. That's going to be fun. But Infinity War, we're supposed to be talking about Infinity War. That's going to... I haven't been that excited about a trailer since Dark Knight Rises.
I can see that. When everybody was talking about when it was hype, when it was showing the Bane.
Yeah, when it showed Bane, when Bane crashed that plane, mm-hmm. and everybody was like, what the hell? Like, I do hope Infinity War is better than Dark Knight Rises, however. Not to say that Dark Knight Rises was a bad movie.
But it was just overly hyped.
But it was just, it couldn't possibly, it had the impossible odds of following up on probably the greatest superhero movie of all time.
And then, because Christopher Nolan said he was going to bring back
Joker
again. That was why he didn't kill him.
First of all, Joker, it's been 10 years since Heath Ledger died. This week. He died 10 years ago, like this week.
10 years ago.
No, it couldn't have been this week. No, it was this week.
The movie ended up coming out that spring.
Yeah, the movie came out in May.
I remember going because
We took a 24-pack of Bud Light in that movie.
Damn.
We was in college.
Damn.
We was in college.
I went to see it at Moolah.
We took 12. We took 12 in. We had 24. We left 12 of them in the car.
For the hour.
But we took 24 in. Cargo shorts. It was 2008, so it was cargo shorts.
Ooh, this is before they start shooting. That was the time the movies got shot up. That's when the whole started shooting.
Yeah, it happened in Denver. It happened in Denver with that.
Yeah, with the red hair. Yeah.
See, and that's some stuff I hope don't happen with Black Panther. Some ignorant stuff jump off in the movie.
Nah, because it's too many Negroes is gonna have straps in there.
That's fair. That's fair. That's good.
If you're a skinhead guy, that's not the
don't go.
That's not the one to jump off in. Actually, if you have a bald headed white person, don't go. Period. I don't think. That's not. Or if you do wear a hat.
Don't go. I've never laid out an outfit for a movie, but I got an outfit picked out for this.
I literally went online.
I might have to get one of them all black NBA All Star jerseys though, because them was fly.
Woo! That's what, 96?
No, the ones for this year. The Jordan
brand. I was about the one that came out in 96.
No, they brought out some all black joints this year.
So you can wear a jersey. You can wear a jersey.
I might. Black T-shirt.
I was like, I thought you were
going to
go with no shirt. It's February.
Be looking like Stone Cold Steve Austin. No, but anyway, though, Infinity War. Yeah. See, I can't even get past it because Black Panther is that big of a deal. Like, I can't get past it. But Infinity War is going to be hype. I'm really excited to see Moody Captain America with the beard.
I don't give a fuck Captain America.
Yeah. And like, Iron Man looks incredibly stressed in like all of these trailers.
The fuck America, Captain America.
Yeah. This is Captain America who saw Trump get voted in, and he was like, you know what?
Fuck this shit.
God damn it. No. This is not what I signed up for. No.
That's true. He does look like the Captain America, and like, this is not the Captain America I know.
This is not what I'm here for. No, that's what he looks like. Good, but yeah, it looks incredible. So that's definitely on my list. Like, that's like my big thing. Like I said this on Facebook. I said, whatever he does, And who knows what he's going to do this year, being Trump. Let us stick around till May.
Can we just live till May?
Let me live till May. It looks like Black Panther is going to happen.
Because at first I was saying, let me live till Black Panther. Now I can move my goalpost a little bit and get to Infinity War.
Yeah, that's my next goal, is to make it to May. That's my big thing. I got a lot of stuff I want to do this year, so that's not in the world, but let me at least get to that. I want the payoff. But you know what, though? You can't let me get here and then I don't see part four. Like, that's going to be... That's even worse.
Because this one is Infinity Gauntlet, right?
Yeah.
The next one's going to be Infinity War.
Mm-hmm.
So, this
is Infinity War. This is Infinity War Part 1. The next one will be Infinity War Part 2.
Well, they said they're going to name it. This is going to have a different name. That's okay.
Well, this is Infinity War.
So, there's going to be another one, but they don't... There's an unknown name now.
Okay.
So, that's why I thought it was going to be Infinity Gauntlet, then Infinity War.
All right. So something else I'm looking for this year is going to be something that people are sweating right now and I don't quite get the point of. Mm-hmm. Acting like the Cleveland Cavaliers are not going to be in the NBA Finals.
They're
bad right now. They're bad. They might even be like a 4 seed somehow.
But do you really trust anybody else in the East to beat them?
I want them to be a 4 seed because I want them to play the Celtics early. So you could just put that away.
Get Boston about the paint early.
Listen, man. LeBron James is playing better basketball than he has at any point in like the last 10 years. And now he's about to go into these playoffs and still race his game. It's coming. We've seen this before. This is literally...
And he's going to be healthy.
Yeah, and then the Warriors will beat him. Like, but I mean, that's just how the world works.
And people need to get the... Houston's going to beat Golden State, too.
Yeah, exactly. Give up on that.
Look, Chris Paul is going to get on Harden's nerves at some point.
Chris Paul...
Because he gets on people's nerves.
Chris Paul is going to wear out. He's
super like intense on people.
Oh, every year he gets to the playoffs and it's over. Like, so it's all good.
They may lose in the first round and fuck around and lose to Portland.
Like, wow, that would be something. But the Cavs are making it. I hate to be a spoiler. The Cavs will be in the finals.
Versus Golden State.
Part four.
Versus Golden State.
Next year,
it may be the same thing, too.
Well, it depends on what LeBron does. Because I'm also looking forward to LeBron James free agency foray this summer.
Now that you heard the shit that they're talking about, he may go to San Antonio.
I don't see how in the hell that's happening. I don't see him leaving Cleveland, personally. I know that anytime we talk about somebody going to free agency, we immediately move our mind towards being like, oh, he's going to go somewhere else. Yeah. I don't see him leaving. I just don't see it happening. This year, we're going to get Bryce Harper's free agency and LeBron James free agency. Can't wait. I can't wait!
Because we'll get Bryce Harper's in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
During the winter meetings, his will be going down, right? Mm-hmm. So it'd be...
That'll cap the year, December, November.
So end of your year, you get that, and you get LeBron sweepstakes.
July. Yeah. Can't wait. That's right after Infinity War. It's a new Infinity War coming out right after that. What else you got? What else you looking at?
I got also for this year to see if... Trump will get impeached. Because we also have 2018 midterm elections.
Yes, I've got that too. I've got midterms. Midterms will be happening right before Bryce Harper.
If I was somebody, I would literally come in as part of my campaign.
We gotta get this dude about it.
No, that's my first.
Do you think? What do you think? What's gonna happen by that time, though? Like, that's so far away.
What, the midterms?
No, like with them going after him. Like,
what could happen to get him out?
Yeah, like. I don't see what they do.
He's damn near bulletproof at this point.
He's pretty insulated. Like, he's in a good place to be able to hold his power. But I think that just having that hope that something could happen is enough to get people through. Like, that's what really got people through the last 6 months was like, oh, shit, they could get his ass. You know, like the Roy Moore thing happens and you get all of that done.
Got
like,
the feds in on his ass.
Yeah, that's a nice thing to have happen. You know, you see all of that go down. But so, like, I think that, like, if anything else, that helps people, like, you know, move forward.
Nothing's going to get done in Congress, though.
No.
He's going to be a lame duck president.
Yep. Nothing's going to happen. Like, nothing's going to happen. But, like, the fact that you almost, the Dems can reclaim their half of the aisle in November, and if they don't, the only way that's not the most colossal failure that has happened in the last 3 years is simply the fact that they nominated Hillary Clinton in the first place. But,
exactly.
Or allowed her to at least hijack her nomination in the first place. But at any rate, he already isn't getting anything apart. Like, he already isn't getting anything across the aisle as is. So, like, I mean, why would we expect for that to change?
That's real.
Like, nothing is, like, he hasn't passed anything of substance. Like, the government shutdown is happening because they're frustrated because nothing is happening. And nothing, they still had to make an agreement to talk further about things not happening in order to get the thing opened up for 3 more weeks. So, what, we got another week and a half for the government? Yeah. Cats gonna be mad when them tax returns get jacked up. And them tax returns about to get jacked up this year.
Oh, you know they are. They're
gonna be backed up. Jacked up. Cat's not gonna see tax returns until like April. And Jordan gonna drop some J's in February, and Cat's ain't gonna have all that bread there to get them. Cats like me will though, because I'm going to work and getting my money. Government ain't paying me until like 2020 anyway.
Catastrophic.
I'm owing the government on back taxes until about 2020 anyway, probably. So it's all good. Never gonna get the Wesley Snipes level. But I've got all my stuff on the level. I've done what I'm supposed to do. So
I'm never going to get to the Wesley Snipes level.
No. I'm not going to jail for not paying taxes. No. No, that's ridiculous. Something else I'm looking forward to this year. Yo, Atlanta season 2.
Yeah, that starts in a few weeks.
Yeah, that's like
early March.
That's like the bridge right after Black Panther. Like, you know, we'll get the NBA Finals in June, you know, but so our next black event can be Atlanta coming back. Yo, there's a surprising amount of people that haven't seen that. And,
Atlanta?
Yeah.
How is that?
I think maybe because it's on a channel that, like, people just don't know as much about, maybe. But, like, Atlanta is, like, the dopest hybrid show on TV. Like, period. And I really need more people to get a chance to go on Hulu and catch up. Get somebody's Hulu thing and catch up.
Dude, it's the best thing, man. What's your favorite episode of Atlanta?
The one where they went to the strip club. No, the one where he went to the club.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that is the best episode of
it. The one where he went. He went.
The homeboy was going through the walls, dog.
Yeah. When they went to the club, and then the next to last episode of the season when they just had the documentary. The
commercial?
Yeah, the commercials going
on. Those are the best two
episodes. Those are the two best episodes.
I don't, there's no question those are the best two episodes.
Yeah.
Yo, maybe for us, because we know promoters and been in that scene, that to me was actually even more funnier maybe than the average person. It's like, yo, this is what that really happens, though. Like,
yeah.
And let me get you a drink real quick, man. Damn, I'm supposed to be here to get my money. Where did he go?
Yeah, and then he goes and threatens him, and then old boy's like, all right, let's go get this money. And then they go and chase him down into the corner.
Like, yo, man, come on.
Yeah.
Looking forward to, well, I would be looking forward to Game of Thrones, but shit, we gotta wait till fucking, we may not make it.
It's April of 2019 now.
I'm saying we may not make it.
No, that's gonna be tough. That's gonna be tough. That's something to really hold out hope for.
Yeah.
The White Walkers might get to us in real life before we get to that. Yeah, that's going to be tough. You know what? I've just put it out of my mind.
Oh, Ray Carruth getting out. I'm looking forward to that.
Oh, when is that?
Ray Carruth gets out this year.
No, when? We have a party.
Fall.
Oh, man.
September 2018.
How's that work?
Don't know how this is even possible.
How the hell do you get out of jail at any point in your life? How do you only get 20 years? Ray Carruth killed his wife and put her in a trunk and dropped the car off in the woods.
No, he didn't put a trunk. No, he was in the trunk.
Oh.
Remember, he had somebody else kill her.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
He hid in the trunk.
Yeah, that's right.
In Nashville, got caught in Nashville in the trunk.
Like, come on, man.
Ray Carruth was getting out.
Wow.
Fleece Johnson is also getting out.
Oh, yeah. Fleece Johnson.
He's up for parole. May not go through, though. That's one of those pending things.
That's got to be one of those things that just gets indefinitely suspended.
Yeah, I mean, he going up to the parole board. That doesn't mean he's going to get out, folks. I know people have been like, he going to get out. No, that doesn't mean he goes up for the board.
The parole board is 100% aware of who Fleece Johnson exactly. is.
All you got to do is put on a goddamn tape where you're talking about taking booty.
Yes. You can't have that on the streets.
No.
You can't be responsible for releasing a booty thief onto the streets like that.
And good conscience.
No. You can't. You just can't do
it. Yeah, you can't.
I'm looking forward to... I don't know if I'm as much looking forward to it as I am intrigued by the new Kanye West album.
Is that really going to happen?
He's got the new kid is out now. You know, they've been saying he's been working. You know, so, I mean, it's there. I think it's time. Kanye doesn't do anything is he doesn't abandon the music game. He comes back into the music game. Like, he doesn't, like, leave it. He just comes back to it in some different, real different forms than you might be expecting. So I'm just always looking forward to seeing how Kanye shows up. Even if I don't give a damn about the album, I just want to see how he shows up. Yeah, because it means Kanye in the media place. Like, that means we'll have LeVar Ball and Kanye West on the news potentially at the same time.
Another thing, I want to see how the balls do.
Well, in most contexts, that's a really suspect thing to say, but
we're talking about
Well, the crew. Yeah, apparently they've become the mayors of Lithuania.
Yo, they had 1 million people stream their first game.
Yeah, and LeVar Ball was presenting the hip-hop awards at the Lithuanian Grammys yesterday.
I know, man. Like... You can't stop that bus.
That bus
is gone.
I just hope he ships all his shoes this year. When you bring out them Zo2s.
You heard about that thing where it said, like, I guess the report was like that you ain't a big baller. Like, if you called in a customer service, they'll tell you, like, hey, my son's on my shoes or something's bad. They'd be like, oh, I guess you ain't a big baller. The customer service tells you that.
Oh, no.
Go look at that's on the Better Business Bureau report.
Oh.
It says that the person says, the customer service, they told me I'm not a big baller.
No.
I guess I'm not a big baller then.
You can't form your mouth to say that to me. I'm not allowing you to say that to me.
Oh, like what?
On the phone?
I'd hang up, man. Let me call back. Call back. Give me another customer service person.
Yeah. On the phone?
On the phone, Tony. You ain't a big
The only person that's been more disrespectful than that on the phone is the dude that called acting like Master P.
Oh, shit. You talking about with Pastor Troy?
No, right before make him say, P, let me hear you say,
I thought you were about to pass the Troy one.
That's the last time somebody was as disrespectful on the phone as telling you, guess you're not a big baller, baby.
No. And think about the training meetings for your customer service. Like, it's you know, if this A happens, you have to say B.
It's a flow chart. And it always ends up with you saying, I guess you ain't a big baller.
Everything. All these different arrows are going to the middle.
You call and order two pairs of them $500 shoes and say, why ain't you get three? I guess you ain't a big baller.
Everything is
unbelievable. Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Oh, boy. I guess the last thing I'm looking forward to this year is just going to kind of happen no matter what. It's the 50th anniversary of the Civil Rights Act. This year, I'm a big fan of mile markers, so I'm interested to see how we gauge where we're at now compared to that. Like, that's a big thing. Like, what was I watching? Who was interviewing John Lewis that I was watching this week? I can't remember who it was. It was a great little interview though that he was doing with John Lewis.
Oh, was it Oprah?
No, it was a guy. Yeah, I can't remember what it was. It was from last year.
Oh, no. It was on ESPN with John Lewis.
No, it was on the David Letterman thing I was showing you. It was David Letterman, I think, was interviewing John Lewis on the thing with Obama, which everybody needs to go on Netflix and watch.
I know something, but I saw something on ESPN with John Lewis too, though.
Oh, yeah, he's been out there. I mean, we're lucky to have him around this year.
And he also got a thing like, I'm lucky to be making the air. He looked around him, know everybody got popped. or got locked up or something, you know. Yeah, it was real bad in the streets, man.
Yeah, it was Letterman. Letterman. They were walking on the bridge down there in Alabama together. But yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm really looking forward to seeing how, you know, how we are aware. It's like crazy how things have come in a 50-year cycle in a different type of way now. You know, people are as alert and aware of the cultural divide as they have been since that time, right now, this year. So, like, 2016, 2015, I think, 2015, 2016, there was some raise. 2017 really got people fired up. Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to see what we do with that fire this year.
I also want to see how Omarosa is going
to
bounce back.
Omarosa is going to have to be at the forefront of that charge in the greatest turnaround of all time.
We got to have her there. Yeah. Also, I want to see how, and this is, may sound bad, how many more cats finna get caught up in this Me Too, man? Like, how many more cats is finna get thrown out the paint, though, and they was on some ill shit?
I hope everybody on this show avoids it.
Yeah, that's definitely.
I think I'm good.
Yeah, I'm good, man.
I'm good. There's nobody that's gonna pop up and say, I might have said some terrible things to some people, I haven't done anything like that. What's gonna be the Me Too for this year? Is there going to be like a different thing that like gets exposed?
It is Pop Nelly for two more chicks.
God damn.
Yeah. One in London and one in America.
London? This brother going to get tried on international waters?
Nah, they suing for like millions or whatever.
Oh, that's probably the most prudent thing to do up front if a millionaire grabs your booty is to put some.
No, they claim like rape. Like,
oh, no.
Pulled out his dick. Like, basically, the report said that she said he pulled out his dick and said, you want this dick, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, CNN just told me right now, Steve Wynn resigns as Republican National Committee Finance Chairman after sexual misconduct allegations.
Well, there you go. GOP
official says,
I'm sure we can find a...
They have to be taking numbers at this point like you at a deli.
Like the little red thing?
Like you at the post, like you're the post office now serving number 150.
Actually, no, let's make that a segment. Every week,
Who got the ticket this week?
All right, we'll do that. Ours is this week is who? Who is it?
Steve Wynn, the finance chair for the Republican National Committee.
Your ticket is up. You're number one.
Ding.
Go and get your license.
Well, it's been a good time, man. I'm glad you're back on your feet.
Yeah, man. Dude. Yo, I mean, that's funny. It's crazy that you literally just pulled up and got a note for it right there, like, boom.
I I just need to ping the. I just need to get pinged with all of it. So I need to
just. Actually, you probably just go on the hashtag me too and find out.
Yeah, just get new people every week. Just see who is out here.
Because, and then, you know, they got that spreadsheet too. That spread.
Are they gonna do like a montage? You know
about that spreadsheet?
About what?
It's that anonymous spreadsheet where like some woman started one. It's on Reddit or somewhere. The women just adding people's names on there, and like what company they work for. Like, it's ridiculous now. Like, it's international
ugly.
Now.
That's ugly.
Yeah, it's ugly. I checked my name on there. Just
you ain't gonna find nothing.
I sorted it. I sorted it by last name to make sure.
You're not gonna find nothing but baseball articles and and this show underneath me on the internet.
No, I'm the most. No, it's a private file though.
Oh, I know.
Like, they leaking out names randomly, so I just make sure. I just like, oh, okay. Make sure, and then my family in there. I start checking other random people. I know.
Think Anonymous might get involved in it this year and like really drop some bombs. Like Anonymous, Anonymous hasn't really even played their hand in this whole thing yet, because people have just been coming out of the woodwork like, yo, we got it.
And what about all those ones? Anonymous can drop those ones that were settled out of court that like got a gag order on them.
Mm-hmm.
Where they can drop, jump in them files, don't be like.
You'd be like, yeah, no, we got it. Don't worry about it. We putting this
we gonna get it out there. We'll put it out there.
Wow.
Because it's a lot. It's probably a gang of them that's got gag orders that we don't even know about.
We're going to find out this year.
Oh, this year we going to find out. I mean, you saw Russell Simmons. You saw, I mean, James Franco. They just jammed him up. They just jammed up. The moral story is, man, just keep your dick in your pants.
Mm-hmm.
Just go get you one lady, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Be with her. Love her. Just keep it moving, man. Just, that's the best way, man. Mm-hmm. Disrespect women, man, period. Like, I can't believe
that's a really easy thing to do too.
Yeah, that's real easy.
Yo, it's like incredibly easy to just respect women, people in general. Like, it's really easy to do.
Like, just treat them like you want to be treated. Yeah, like, the whole fucking thing.
Like, I can't stress how easy it is to just be like, hey, I'm gonna treat you just like another person. Like, treat a girl you don't know like a dude you don't know. I mean, if you're gonna express some interest, express it the right way. You know, don't tackle her, or you know, snatch her up like a pizza just got delivered to your house,
yeah.
And give it some money to go away. That's essentially what you're doing when you try to cover these things up. You're treating women like a pizza.
Yeah,
like it comes there, you take it, take the box, which is incredibly terrible double entendre.
Right, take the box.
But then you give it the person who delivered it some money to go away. That's what that is.
And then you might even share it with your homeboy.
Oh, see.
We back to the original thing with the robots. You shared it with your homeboy.
This whole thing has come full circle.
Oh, man. Well, man, thank y'all for listening as always. Make sure you subscribe to us on all the platforms. We're on Spotify now, man. So we're on Spotify, so you can get us on Spotify. Anywhere else you get the podcast, subscribe. Give us some reviews too. Emails, straightolc@gmail.com. And we'll holler at y'all soon. Peace.